proud pastor of Macedonia Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Amen. He is in the person of the Reverend O.J. Newborn. Would you receive him as the Lord leads you?
Let those who love the Lord say amen.
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 Say amen one more time.
Amen.
If God was just an average God, then average praise would be okay. Or commonplace would be okay. But since we serve friendship and excellent God, one more time, can you hear me? It's not a cliche, but it is true. It is good for us to be here on today. And I don't want to belabor the time, but I want to get right to the word today that God has given us to share that is found in the New Testament in the book of Luke.
All right.
If you have your Bibles, go with us to the Gospel of Luke. First chapter, and we will commence reading the first four verses. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 21. We will commence reading at verse number 1. I want to thank God for my wife is here.
Amen.
Veronica, wave your hand.
Amen.
Everybody see you. She don't like to be put on the spot. We're grateful to God for being here on today. Opportunity to get away, get some rest, and do some shopping. Amen. These words are written, I'm reading from the King James rendering. It says, and he looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow casting in thither two mites. And he said, of a truth I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast in more than they all. For all these have of their abundance cast in unto the offerings of God, but she of her penury hath cast in all the living that she had. I want you for a few moments to think about the service that you have rendered God this year, the service you have rendered God this month, this week and even today.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to ask you a question. Is that all that you got? That's what I want to talk about. Is that all that you got? One of my favorite game shows is The Price is Right. And I want to get on The Price is Right, so I had to do some research in understanding the game show. Several things were very enlightening to me. The first of which, I realized that the most powerful person on The Price is Right is not Drew Carey. It's not the announcer, but it is the executive producer by the name of Stan Blitz. Because the contestants are all lined up outside. And as they go in and throughout the game show, they are watched. And they are viewed. And if you meet certain criteria, then you are selected to be on the game show. And I understand, my brothers and sisters, this one particular article explained that there was a woman and her children who was not selected because Stan did not choose them, watch this, because he said that they were not sincere in their applause while others were winning. While other names were being called, they clapped and they cheered, but they were not genuine in their cheering. Which leads me to believe, my brothers and sisters, that not only in The Price is Right are we being monitored, but in the body of Christ as well. God is not just looking at what you do, but the manner in which you serve is just as vital as what you do. You can have a great attitude and a great gift, but have a nasty attitude, and nobody will receive your gift. A restaurant and the food was good,
yes,
but the waiter just messed up the entire meal.
Yeah.
Because God is trying to get us back into it's not what you do, but it's how you do what you do.
Yeah.
In the name of the body of Christ, we've got to get back to the basics. And we've got to get back to serving and being humble. The announcer is saying, come on down.
Yeah.
And for many, you thought that really that was a call for promotion.
Right.
But really, it was a call for you to come out from among them.
Right.
See, the first call that God gives us is not a call to go higher. The first call that God gives us is not a call for promotion. It's not a call for increase. It's not a call for an abundance. The first call that God gives us is the first come out from among them. Because he shows us really what true consecration is. It's not you putting on a choir robe. Not you putting on an usher's bag. Not you putting on a preacher's robe, but many times true consecration is what you pull off. Because God can't use you if your heart is not pure. God cannot use you to the levels if your mind is too high. If your ego and pride is running high. And it's showing us, the Price is Right is showing us that the way to get on the stage is the first come on down. The first way for you to go higher in life is for you first to come out from among them to be ye separate so that God can use you. But in order for you to do that, you first got to go low.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Talk.
Because we expect instant increase. Instant gratification. We are ruined. My generation, we're ruined by applause.
Talk.
It is applause that drives us. We don't feel like we've done a great job if nobody says amen. We feel like we've not done a great job if nobody pats us on the back. But my brothers and sisters, before the year is out, you got to be certain of one thing, that you are doing what God has called you to do. Oh, you missed the point right now. That where I am is the place God wants me to be. It may not be the high stage, but if I'm the Sunday school teacher I have in my heart, I'm going to be the best Sunday school teacher. God's not calling you to go anywhere else. God's not calling you for promotion. He's not calling you to go to a higher position. He's not calling you to go somewhere bigger. Could it be God wants me to serve where I am? You want more, you want greater. But could it be I'm at the right place? I got the right style. The right church, I'm under the right leader. Could it be God wants me to grow roots where I am? If I'm the janitor, if I'm mowing the grass, if I'm serving as an usher, if I'm a musician, could it be God wants me to be the best? Time God's not calling us to a bigger promotion. God could be calling us in this season to be more faithful where you are. To be more forgiving. Where you already are.
That's right.
I never been in that position 15 years. But God don't have to bless you with a new job or promotion in order for you to have increase. He's not Jehovah Jireh. That means God don't need you to have a job for him to bless you. He's Jehovah Jireh. You can hear what I said. He's not Jehovah Jireh. Your job does not qualify you. Your career does not qualify you to be blessed. You're blessed because you know the source. And you're connected to the source. That means if I'm laid off, I'm still blessed. That means if I'm skipped over, looked over for every promotion, I'm still blessed. But I'm connected to the source. God's not asking us to go save the whole world. Just save you. Could it be that God wants us to focus in? You trying to go to Haiti, but there's folk in your house who don't know the Lord. There's folk on your block that don't know the Lord. And so I'm going to pass by the people that don't know the Lord to go share the gospel. I'm not saying we shouldn't do that. Right. I'm saying we got to have it in right perspective.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Don't skip over folk you were sent to serve.
Right. Right.
To go serve other folk.
Right.
Could it be? I know we always want to change other folk. We want to change things. But could it be that the project that God wants to change is me? We try to work on everybody else. could my new year vision be about being a better me?
Yes.
being a better preacher, better minister, a better person, a better usher, a better Christian. And so he's challenging us in here, and I want to just move on. He showed us that we're right in the middle of a discourse in chapter 21. Mm-hmm. Jesus has preached the word and taught the word in chapter 20. And the chief priests and Pharisees have fielded several questions. And Jesus was able to answer their questions. But in chapter 21, is offering time. It's giving time. And verse 1 says, and he looked up. Now that just arrested me, because whenever I'm in a place that Jesus has to look up to me, I'm in the wrong place. I should be looking up to him, and not him looking up to me. People of God, don't put people on a pedestal, and don't you yourself get on a pedestal. Christ is the center. Your name, their name may be on the sign, their name may be on the fly, but today we came to see Jesus. Sunday school. They won't come to Bible study. They aren't givers. But they can see and do riffs and run. But they got the gift. The minute they can articulate grace, they can articulate the word and teach the word. But their life is tore up from the floor. And what he said, Jesus said, you can't survive on gifts. None of us are talented. You are gifted and talented. Right? But Jesus, God is requiring not just your gift, but if you put a sacrifice with your gift. the chicken gave a contribution of the
meat. Yeah.
But the chicken is still alive.
That's right.
But that sausage I had. Says, if this is going to take care of me, the least thing I can do is to give towards it.
She said,
watch this. Don't feel sorry for me. Because many of us, we love that sympathy role. We send out invitations to our people. And we want people to feel sorry for us. But notice her mindset. She said, look, I may not have nothing left. She said, but I got my dignity.
All right.
Whatever you lose in life, don't you lose your dignity. Y'all listen right there. Whatever happens to you in life, circumstances, because life will happen to you, but don't you lose your dignity. You are still somebody. I'm still somebody. It don't matter who leaves out of my life. You still got to know I'm still somebody.
She
said, I'm not going to let them just be givers. She says, I'm going to give what I have. Now, this is another issue. She was not intimidated by others' gifts.
Yeah. That's right.
And what happens in church is if I can't do it like you can do it, I just sit out. If I can't do it to the degree that you can, we get intimidated and we get into the corner. But my brothers and sisters, that ought to drive something inside of you. It ought to ignite something inside of you. Say, look, if I need to go back to school, I'm going to go back to school. If I need to get me some education, if I need to go get me a trade, if I need to rehearse more, if I need to study more, I'm going to do what I need to do so that I can accomplish and operate in excellence. What has lost us in church, we have this whosoever will let him come attitude, which means we just throw up God anything. We ain't practiced. We ain't rehearsed. We ain't read the lesson. Because we used to God jumping in. We used to God intervening. But there is a level, my brothers and sisters, that is called mastery. There is a level that is called excellence that you can't slip in the back door. That you can't just slip in on the side. You've got to be prepared for it. If you expect it to go greater in your life, you can't lose your dignity. You can't lose who you are. You cannot lose your relationship with God. You got to know who you are.
Glory.
He pulls his disciples to the side. He says to them, I'm going to tell you a truth. In the middle of service, he said, this poor widow has cast in more than they all. Now, Jesus, come on now. More? Could it be God's not looking for quantity? But he's looking for quality. How many times do we sacrifice quality for quantity? I got a whole bunch of it. But how long is it going to last? I got a good deal on this shoe. This shoe was $9.99. But you step out of church and go to heal. I can get deal on this. Sometimes, in order for you to get the best quality, you may not need 20 suits. I may need 5 good ones.
Yes.
You're filling up your heart, filling up your home, filling up your closet with a lot of stuff ain't gonna give you. We thank God wants us in our life as we transition into a new year. There's some of us need to clean out the clutter, clean out our heart, break our heart, break our mind. God wants to give you more, but you ain't got no room. Because most of what ministry is performance based. Could it be God don't want me to sing more? He wants me to pray more.
All right.
I lost you on that. Could it be he wants me to increase the quality of the service that I already render? He wants me to pray more. He wants me to forgive more. Because, my brothers and sisters, routine maintenance is always cheaper than repair.
That's right.
When you go to the dentist, we used to, when we were small, you know, when we start brushing our teeth. 15 minutes. And my brothers and my dad would come in and say, "It's too late." Just brush your teeth now. Since you're going to the dentist, that's something you should have been doing
all the time.
But now they're gonna tell you got cavities and you're gonna have to do some fillings because you didn't do the routine day-to-day maintenance. Can I tell you today, Bishop, when I'm gone, that if you don't take care of the daily maintenance of reading your word, praying before God, you're gonna have a lot of emergencies. Discipleship hours, they rarely call a pastor and say, "I got a 911 emergency." It's not that life doesn't happen to them, but it's that they already know the response. And they already know the first responder. And so I'm running to the, when we know who our source is, when we know that God is the first responder, He knows our heart. He knows what we're dealing with. And we can lean in the thing on. The text is telling us today.
Glory.
We've got to watch how we give. Watch how we serve. Because God is watching you and I. It's not enough to just go through the motions of serving God. It's not enough to just go through calisthenics and go through the praise and worship. You got to have your heart and your mind in what you are doing. Have I got a witness in you? Why do I have to have my mind in it? Because God is watching you. Have I got a witness in you? Not only is God watching you, but there's somebody who came to serve us today feeling a little bit low, feeling like all hope is gone, and they are seeing how you gonna serve the Lord. Have I got a witness in here? I got a worship today at my church who got stage 4 breast cancer. She got it in the bone. And they tried to talk her into sitting down. But she said, "My God, if I got the strength to stand, have I got a witness in here?" She said, "As long as I got the strength to stand,